the plug, the connection. We are always connected to the major outlet. We always charged up. It's the plug. Power 98. Wake up!
Turn it up, we got something for the yawning. No limit, Larry, Larry Mad, you get the picture. Morning madhouse for breakfast, we in the kitchen.
Morning madhouse, morning madhouse.
What the f*** wrong with Burpee is something they can't fix. Incognito in the kitchen with the mix. Loud in your neighborhood, waving hey to you. Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor new. Are you dumb? We the biggest, hope you playing it smart. Good morning, Shaw. Man, we came to tear the city apart. Whoa.
Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa.
Yeah, man. Yes, indeed. It's going to be another smoker today. We in the 90s by 93, 94 today. 74 degrees if you're headed out the house right now. Yep, pop-up showers. You had about a 30% chance of rain and showers throughout the day. Wet streets from overnight rain. But other than that, it's going to get sunny fast and it's going to heat up fast. And we're going to be dealing with this hot heat all day long. And tomorrow, oh my God, the devil is coming to town tomorrow. We're going to be at 100 degrees is the high for tomorrow. Every time I look at it, I'm just like, ooh, how am I going to even function with all that heat? It's about to be so hot out there. You're going to sweat your edges out and everything. And your hair going, ooh. In the matter of with me this morning, man. Y'all say something, Miss Jessica, the girl named Dope.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up, Miss Jessica?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
I'm good. Also in the matter of with me this morning, y'all say something, comedian, bye-bye.
I say good morning.
Spotbird.
Good morning.
Gavin.
Good morning.
Monroe.
Good morning.
All the way back to Charlotte, Maryland.
Good morning.
What's up, Bert?
What's happening?
I'm going to tell you what's happening, man. You know, watching the Olympics, we seen like... before the Olympics, Naomi Osaka kind of started this trend. I'm not going to even say it's trend. It's just, you know, athletes in general just trying to check on their mental health. You know, she withdrew from the Wimbledon due to her mental health. And now Simone Biles has withdrew from two events in the Olympics. As she put it, you know, she wants to check her mental health. And she said it, she feels like this is very important for athletes everywhere and just people in general. Like, what do y'all think of Simone Biles? Like, she stepped away from the team competition. And then yesterday, she also stepped away from the individual competition. What she holds the record in. So what do y'all think about this?
I'm always going to be in favor of someone taking care of their mental health. Period, point blank. Because when you don't, it can have much detrimental effects, you know. And... no matter how bad I wanted to see Simone Biles out there doing her thing, I wanted to see her take the goal and things like that. Her mental health is much more important than me being excited over her being in the Olympics.
I don't think like everybody else on this one. I think with the status that she's in, just going off of her words and her actions, I think she quit on her team. This is just me speaking. I think that with Simone Biles being in the position that she's in, this is what you trained your whole life for. You were there 4 years ago, 5 years ago in the 2016 Olympics, and now to say that you're super frustrated with being the star of the team, I think she quit.
But she also stepped away from the individual competition too, Bert.
She did.
So I mean,
but from her mouth.
Yeah, but she also, like I said, she also stepped away from
the individual.
Yeah,
part.
So it's not, you know, on the team aspect. I feel what you're saying, but she also stepped away individually. Now I can see if she stepped away from the team and then did her individuals, then I might be like,
Even with her stepping away from the individual part, I think she had to, so it didn't look worse than it is. Because if she would have stepped away from the team and then had she done the individual part, it would have looked selfish on her end.
And but either way, people still look at her as selfish. People were still looking at her as selfish before she even dropped out of the individual.
I don't even think it's being selfish. I think we're so fast as a society nowadays to put a label on something, saying that I personally don't think it's a mental health issue. I think as a coach, as the people who surround these star athletes, we need to start teaching mental strength. Because
that's a new way to look at it.
Because we don't remember growing up sayings like, you know, this is just what comes to my mind. You can roll your eyes, you can stump your feet, but this black girl you sure can't beat, or sticks and stones may break my bones. The pressure, I get it. It's the pressure. You're in the spotlight. But in the same time, like, I use the example of a quarterback. If he throws an interception in a game, the first thing that a coach might tell him is you have to have short memory. Because we need you to go back in.
Well, that's a good coach right there. I'm going to say, man, stop making stupid plays is what I'm going to say.
Those are the type of coaches that
you
need.
Read your defense. Stop making stupid plays.
You're going to have to get back on the field.
Oh.
And you're going to have to lead the team down the field again to try and score and win the game.
All right. Let me ask you real quick. Do y'all think this is becoming a fad amongst athletes? Because we saw Naomi Osaka step away. Big time athlete. Now Simone Biles, big time athlete. Do y'all think this is becoming a fad amongst athletes? Real quick, Ms. Jessica.
I don't think that it is becoming a fad. Mm-hmm. I think that it is now people are recognizing that they need to take care of their mental health.
Bert?
No, I don't think it's a fad.
Okay. I don't know. I think whatever it is, I think it's true to themselves. Like, you know, it is a lot of pressure on Naomi Osaka, a lot of pressure on Simone Biles. I don't know. All right, today's Inspiration Power Word of the Morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Forward Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. A well-known actor commented that he enjoyed playing flawed characters in movies because people could relate better to an imperfect character. Many of us would agree that it's easier to understand people who aren't so perfect. Well, God includes stories in the Bible of people who were deceitful, weak, unreliable, and even angry. But when we read the rest of their stories, we observe that these were individuals, with God's help, were able to overcome their shortcomings and ultimately be used by Him. That happened when they were dependent not on themselves, but on God. And just like those who lived thousands of years ago, we all come with flaws. But by God's grace, we can overcome those imperfections by embracing the promise that His strength is made perfect in our weakness. Be encouraged today that no matter your flaw, God can still use you. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
And your home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Morning Madhouse. Power 98.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know what time it is, man. Time for your Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about who?
All right, coming off the conversation about Simone Biles, who pulled out of two of the Olympic events yesterday, stating a medical issue, which really turns out to be her mental health. We want to check on you and want to know, how's your mental health going?
It's a lot going on in the world, man. Sometimes you got to check, like they say, check on your people, man. You know, honestly, if it was a 1 to 100%, I would say I'm about 85% on most days. You know, some days you just, you know, just dealing with this pandemic, and right now it's the unknown. Are we going back to being in the house? Are we going back to mask mandates? It's like up and down. So I think I tweeter in between about 72 and 85%. I don't think I've been at 100% mentally in a minute. So I'd say about between 75 and 85%. Good.
Good, but I think mental health is something that you sort of have to check on with people on a daily. Today, I'm good. You know, there have been times throughout this pandemic where I have been absolutely at my lowest. But today is a good day.
I'm absolutely fine.
Of course. Ain't nothing wrong with you. You feel amazing?
I do.
Good for you.
I feel great.
All right. How do we get in on this, Miss Jessica?
Go to our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica at I Am No Limit Larry at I Am No Limit at Just Burpee or leave it on our voicemail 704-227-8780.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hitty shit. No cap.
All right. Instagram has announced that its Reels function will now support 60-second videos just like its rival, TikTok. Also added was a caption sticker that helps users translate audio to text, making the app more user-friendly for deaf and hard of hearing. Before the update, you could only upload a 30-second video to Reels. Now, while Reels was adding 30 seconds to their platform, TikTok was adding 2 minutes, making it possible for you to do 3-minute posts on TikTok now. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Madhouse Nation on the way to your radio. You know what it is. Your Madhouse Classic Throwback dropping this morning at about 6:32. Miss Jessica's got your pick for the day. And right after that, we pop it off Working Woman Wednesdays. We do it for the ladies. You already know that's dropping right around 6:40. All right, Madhouse Nation, get ready to tap in. That's up next inside the Madhouse.
Wake up in the morning, Philly.
Carolina's favorite way to wake up.
Wake up.
Wake me up early.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Wake up in the morning.
You're waking up.
On Power 98. Today is for the ladies.
Ladies, ladies.
It's Working Women Wednesday on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B.
To my working ladies.
To my working ladies.
It's B-Town, baby.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. We'd like to shout out the ladies and the single moms. Now your efforts don't go unnoticed. Without your baby, we hopeless. Keep doing you in spite of remain focused.
To the beauties of Queen City. Guest on your rock killing. I'm working up at the Sprinter. You doing it independently. Duke Tower, her Mecklenburg County school teaching and stay under the...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Radar overachieving.
When I'm on the grind, working all week.
Real MVP, baby.
You the real MVP. You can have anything you want to. Cause you work hard, you got your own loot.
Everybody know she working and she grinding. Working and she grinding. Everybody know she out working and she grinding. Working and she grinding. Working and she grinding. Everybody know she out working and she grinding.
Talking to these ladies today, what are we talking to them about today, Ms. Jessica?
Well, I was having a conversation with one of my male friends the other day, and he's on a dating scene, and he's about to go on a date with a young lady that he really, really likes. He's actually talked to me about this young lady before, and he was like, you know, he's a little nervous, and because he does like her, and he's liked her for a little bit of time, and he was saying, you know, what should I do on this first date? What shouldn't I do? I don't really want to mess this up. And so it made me think, ladies, what are some things that you do not want a fella to do on the first day?
So you kick it off. What would you tell a fella not to do on the first day?
I told him, look, don't go in there talking about sex a lot. Mm. You know, like, don't do that. Don't do that. Not that conversation. Get to know her. Like, if you really genuinely like her,
mm-hmm.
get to know her, get to know what her interests are, and that will lead to other conversations.
Mm. So no lot of sex talk on the first day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nah.
All right. All right, ladies, where y'all at? 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098. Like Miss Jessica said, talk to the fellas today. Mm. What not to do on that first date. It's the plugs, Pod 98.
Today is for the ladies.
Ladies.
It's Working Women Wednesday on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop.
Just to get the bills paid, Monday through Friday, and sometimes on the weekends. Whatever she gotta do, she's gonna do it. She's gonna get to a check. Hold up, now listen to this. Eat it, working, one more.
Wednesday. Working Walmart Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Wait. Can't forget about Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
That's what it is, man. It's a working woman Wednesday for these ladies out here. What are we talking to these ladies about today, Ms. Jessica?
Today, we are asking you ladies, what would you like to tell fellas not to do on a first date?
Good morning.
So, for me, the biggest turnoff would be a guy that is constantly talking about himself on a first date. And way back when I was like in my early 20s, dude, I just kept talking about himself, and he was like, oh, well, what do you think of me? Do you think I'm attractive? What do you think of this? And, you know, talking about how much money he has. Mm. And it was like, damn, like, it was the biggest turnoff. It was a huge turnoff. Like, he didn't ask questions about me. He didn't seem to genuinely want to know me. He was just focused on himself and him. And that, and also another, you know, talking about, like, his exes or comparing the woman to, like, his ex. Like, don't nobody want to hear that.
I got you. Guys don't like that either. I don't want to hear about that dude you used to be with.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's the Working Woman Wednesday. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I was calling in regards to what not to talk about on the first date.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, don't start talking about your exes and what you used to, because that don't matter. I'm better than the previous one you had, obviously.
How you know?
Because I know my worth. Make sure you tell them to follow me on Facebook.
Oh, man. Thank you. Follow me on Facebook.
All right.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, talk to us. What not to talk about on the first date?
I would say do not ask me to split the bill if you ask me out on a date. And do not call me big money no time during the first date, because then I'm going to think you're going to try to ask me to buy you some work boots. So those are my number two. Now, if I ask you out, then I'm willing to pay. But if you ask me out, do not say, oh, you want to split this bill, because then we got a problem.
Oh, man. Dudes out here doing it?
I'm telling you, work boots on the second day. That's all I'm going to say. You short on your check and you need work boots. That's all I'm going
to
say.
It's the work boots for me. Ladies, what not to talk about on a first date? You can hit us right now, 704-570-WPEG or 1-800-525-0098.
Today is for the ladies.
Ladies,
we go to work. It's Working Women Wednesday on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know what's up. We gonna let y'all shine. You know, if somebody's out there trying to elevate their life, or they've already elevated their life, they're going to the next level, starting their own business, got a promotion at work, it's their birthday, go ahead, man. We just want to spread some positivity in a negative world. Go ahead, let us hear you letting them shine. Go ahead and put them on your shine list this morning. It's time to let y'all shine. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy!
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out to everybody out here bossing. Huh. You know we gotta shine. Big flossing. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real. I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
I want to let Chubb Boy shine. I want to let Fella shine. DJ Charles shine. DJ Master shine. DJ Stretchy shine.
All right, that's your five, Amat. That's your five. Now, what song you want to hear today, Amat?
I want to hear Cardi B up in front of the Malari.
He want to hear Cardi B up today. All right, thank you, Amat. Peace. Power 98, good morning. Who you letting shine?
Hey, well, first I want to say good morning to the Madhouse. And I want to let my big bro, Raymond, a.k.a. Big Blue Hunted, give him a big shout out for his birthday today.
Good morning. Who you want to let shine this morning?
Hello?
Who you want to let shine? Okay, nobody? You don't want to let nobody shine? Okay, you didn't let nobody shine then. Okay. Goodbye.
Hurry up. Get on through so I can go to work.
Hello? 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 Okay.
Well,
oh, no.
CeCe hung up on us, too.
This is a weird day today.
Yeah, it's one of them days. I got some folk I needed to let shine on my shine list this morning. First off, I want to let my man Alonzo Coleman, a.k.a. Big Zo, the leader of the Queen City Pro-Am. I'm going to let him shine this morning. Also, want to let my man from Red Rose City playing in the NBA, Sindarius Thornwell, shine this morning. My youngin', Rob Dillingham, want to let him shine this morning. And me and this man was going back and forth last night, exchanging pleasantries. My man Montrez Harrell of the Los Angeles Lakers played last night in the Queen City Pro-Am, Burp. And boy, let me tell you something. You can see the separation of pros and folks that want to be pros. Listen, that boy put on a show last night. I got to give it to him. He put on a show last night. But shout out to everybody who came out to the Queen City Pro-Am. Standing room only last night. It was crazy. Shout out to the youngin', Robert Dillingham. You know, the number one point guard in the country right now. He was out there doing his thing. We lost. I don't like to lose, though, bro. I don't like to lose. We lost.
You got your ass whooped.
They out there wasting my coaching abilities. Shout out to my man Keith and Kenny Gabriel, man, the brothers, man. They also played last night. Shout out to y'all. Coming up next, you already know what it is. Miss Justice got your nose in neighbor news. Dropping at 7:24. Your chance to get Cat Williams tickets. We back at 7:20.
Let it shine.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Big station. With the plugs,
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
Coming up, I got your Nosy Neighbor News. Ugh, Tory Lanez might be in a little bit of trouble. Gonna let you know what's going on with him. The Weeknd is getting a big award, and there's a rapper that is trying their hand at farming. Who is it?
At farming? Man, I'm gonna go with Lil Yachty. I think this would be straight up Lil Yachty's field.
Three stacks.
Okay. We'll find out who it is coming up next.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Wednesday, July 28th. It looks like Tory Lanez's surprise appearance at Rolling Loud over the weekend might have gotten him into a little bit of trouble. Lanez was slapped with a restraining order after allegedly shooting Megan Thee Stallion in the foot last summer and was ordered to stay 100 feet from her. However, that didn't happen backstage. Megan had just performed and was still backstage when Tory took the stage, which her team claims was a violation of the restraining order. Both the police department and the LA County DA's office were notified of the possible violation. Meg's case against Tory is ongoing. Looks like NBA Youngboy won't be getting out of jail anytime soon. Recently, the feds presented some shocking pictures of the rapper with an assault rifle, one with a group of men and one with a young boy. The judge ruled that the rapper was too dangerous and reckless, so now he has to remain behind bars until his trial for illegally possessing guns. Youngboy has been locked up since March 22nd. The Weeknd is set to receive the Quincy Jones Humanitarian Awards at the first Black Music in Action Awards that honors musicians, music businesses that advocate for social justice, and music executives. Since last year, the singer has donated millions to causes like Black Lives Matter, National Bailout, Colin Kaepernick's Know Your Rights Legal Defense Fund, COVID relief, and more. The Weeknd will receive his honor on September 23rd. Waka Flocka Flame is becoming one with nature. The rapper hopped on TikTok to reveal that he is taking steps to become a farmer. In one video, he shows that he has the hay that he used to feed his cows, and it shows him shopping at Home Depot. The second video shows Waka mowing weeding, and working on his tomato garden. Happy birthday to Big Draco, a.k.a. Soulja Boy. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
Keep it tapped in to No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Coming up at 7:40 a.m. It's the hottest hashtag on IG. Find out why Larry's mad. Only on Power 98.
Y'all know what time it is, man. It is time for the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Made.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad? Mad. Are we mad?
Check me out, man. I'm going to be hanging out with Healthy Blue tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at North Ridge Middle School. And make sure y'all come out there, man, and kick it with me tomorrow. Healthy Blue, North Ridge Middle School. They got a big Children's Literacy Day. So come out there tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. as I hang out with Healthy Blue tomorrow at North Ridge Middle School. All right? Y'all know how that go down. And today, Larry is mad at the ATL. That right? ATL Atlanta PD. Well, this video surfaced of the Atlanta police. Look like they're arresting a woman. The woman is handcuffed with her hands behind her back, laying on the ground. You see the woman lift her head up, and then you see a police officer wearing a uniform kick this woman in the face. No apparent reason. The woman is not resisting. She got her hands behind her back, laying on the ground. She just lifts her head up, and the officer kicks her dead in the face. Come on, ATL, shout it. Come on, ATL PD. You know, my big brother done tapped in on this one. T.I. Tilp done tapped in on this one. Like, what's going on? We need an explanation. Like, what's happening? And, you know, a lot of times, this is, we always told when we hear about police, you know, 85% of the time, police and police brutality, it is white officers on black folks. What is time? It was one of us. This was a black officer that did this. Kicked this woman in the face for no reason. I didn't see a reason. Like I said, she's on the ground, not resisting. Hands behind her back, laying face down on the ground. And then you see the officer take his big shiny shoe and kick her in the face. We got to do something about this. Something has got to be done for police reform all across the nation. Not just white on black, but just everybody wearing a police uniform. If you got on that uniform, then something needs to be done. And other officers there, they didn't intervene. Don't look like they said anything. They just went on about their business like, this is what we do. Nah, this can't be what we do. And somewhere, somehow, it's time to say, it's been enough. It's been enough. But this right here, when you see that video, come on, man. This don't make no sense at all. Man. Hit the hashtag and see what else I've been mad about. Hashtag Larry Made.
No limit, Larry!
Sometimes I have them thoughts.
Sometimes Larry, I have
them
thoughts.
Then cut my music on.
Sometimes I
have
them thoughts.
My music. Today's word is being brought to you by me, Pastor Real. And why do they call me that, Larry?
Because you keeps it 100.
Brother Larry, Sister Jessica, welcome to service today. And it's hot outside.
It's steaming out there.
It's warm.
Steaming.
You get a little out of breath when you go out there in that heat. But it was just raining the other day. Yep. It was just storming the other day.
Storming.
It was raining down on me. See what I did there?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think of God when stuff happens like this in the terms of a rapper. God makes a big ruckus and get people talking about what's going on, huh, when he about to drop something big on you.
It's like a rapper when his mixtape is about to come out. He gets you to talking about him in the media. God is fitting to drop a holy mixtape on everybody in the world. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor,
God,
finna drop a holy mixtape.
Finna drop a holy mixtape.
Finna drop a holy mixtape. Just like that. One more time. Say, God. Finna drop a holy mixtape.
Finna drop a holy mixtape.
It was just raining, storming, thundering, lightning. Now it's hot.
It's what?
It's hot.
It's what?
Hot. Can't stand the heat. It was just cool when the rain was falling. We had that little breeze. But now it's 100 degrees. Effortless holy bars I just gave you.
Mm-hmm.
I just gave you holy bars. You know why?
What was the bars?
I said the rain gave you a breeze. Now it's 100 degrees. Holy bars. Turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Holy bars.
Holy bars.
God. Finna drop a mixtape.
Finna drop a mixtape.
It's high today.
Finna drop a mixtape.
Finna drop a mixtape.
Finna drop a mixtape. Just like that, Jessica, he's finna drop one of the dopest, one of the purest, one of the best mixtapes in the history of mixtapes, Larry. Because the world is acting. We got the Olympics going on. Everybody is watching that. Everybody is talking about that. We had the rain. It normally don't rain but 3 minutes here in North Carolina, Larry. But it stormed all day the other day. Stormed all day the other day. I said it stormed all day the other day. And now it is hot.
What is it?
It is hot. Why is it hot like that? Why are these things going on?
How long is this?
Because God is finished up a big thing.
Sounds like a weather report.
And those were Burpee's thoughts. Think about it.
What you thought?
Burpee's thoughts is sponsored by Infinity's End.
Coming up, man. It's Wednesday. We about to argue about something. Let's argue. It's the plug, man.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his No cap.
All right, your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie is being brought to you by our Back to School Contest. Log on to Power98FM.com for your chance to win $1,500 in our Back to School National Contest. We want to make sure that your family is ready for the upcoming school year. After 25 years, the iconic kids TV series author is coming to an end. This upcoming season will be its 25th and final season. It's going to air in the winter of 2022. The good news is families, they'll still be able to catch reruns on PBS Kids. Arthur actually won 4 Daytime Emmys for Outstanding Children's Animated Program and a Peabody Award, with over 240 episodes having aired to date. Arthur is the longest running children's animated series in the history of American television. Did y'all watch Arthur?
A little bit, not like
I didn't. That. I did not. I was never a fan of Arthur. What was he, an anteater? He was an armadillo.
I don't know what Arthur was.
Aardvark. Nobody was. He's an aardvark.
He's an aardvark. Yeah. He's an aardvark.
Okay. Well, you know, Arthur came back and got very famous because of the meme of Arthur's
right,
fist.
Right, with the fist. Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, last season, so y'all catch that. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie,
it's Snow Living Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B Wednesday inside the Madhouse. And you know what we're doing on a Wednesday. Let's argue the Madhouse argument of the morning for this Wednesday. Let's argue. Today we're talking about...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Mental health. We're talking about Simone Biles. You know, she's Olympic gymnast. She's won. She's been a gold medalist 15 million times over. And yesterday, she stepped away from team activities first. And then when the individuals came up, she also stepped away from team activities. A lot of folks have said that Simone is selfish, that she's selfish in what she's done. She was selfish, you know, for not doing the team activities, and even selfish for stepping away from individual activities because she's representing the country. She's representing the United States, and she's been put there. She's been selected, and now you decide to step away because you say, you know, you're in a bad mental space. So that's the argument. What do you think? What side are you on? Do you think she's selfish, or do you think this is her right that she can step away and you know, begin to dig in her mental health? Jessica, what you got?
Yeah, she's selfish, and that's fine. It's okay to be selfish at times, especially when it comes to your mental health. Especially when it comes to your mental health. You know, you're the only person that's experiencing those feelings, that is going through that. And so I say kudos to Simone for recognizing that and not letting it further injure her, whether it be physically or mentally, because she is going through this. So kudos to Simone. I think that it's okay to be selfish sometimes, and I think that this is one of those cases.
So you saying she's got every right to step away? And
absolutely.
Okay, Burke, what you say?
Nah, it ain't selfish when you're playing a team sport. It's not cool to be selfish when you're playing a team sport. I get it. You got to take your mental. You got to take time out, take care of your mental. I get it. You had 4 years to do that. You had time to. People are saying it's a lot of pressure on her. Yeah, it is a lot of pressure. You're competing to be the best in the world. Mm. That's a lot of pressure. But you knew that coming into it. You were the best in the world 4 years ago. You were fine. Not fine, because we don't know what she's going through outside of the sport of gymnastics.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm strictly speaking from the gymnastic sport. If I'm a teammate of hers, I feel some kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
I feel a type of way because you took away a chance from someone who could have potentially helped us get a gold medal. I've worked 4 or 5 years just as hard as you have to get to this point just for you to walk out on our team.
Mm-hmm.
Not because you were injured, not because you were hurt, because you were super frustrated of being the star of the gymnastics team.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going off of what you were saying. Now, people are saying that making it a mental health issue. I honestly, in my opinion, I don't think this is a mental health issue.
Well, that's what she said it was, though, Bert.
I think this was a case of having a bad day. It's like she was messing up on vault, to be specific. That's like when a kid, you playing basketball with somebody, with one of your friends, and it's their ball that you're playing with, but they keep losing. They keep losing every game that they play. So now they're taking their ball and they're leaving and nobody gets to play.
I'm going to take my ball and go home.
You're comparing having a mental episode to a temper tantrum.
No,
that's what he said.
But the thing about mental health and mental illnesses is that it's not, you can't turn them on and you can't turn them off, Burpee. It's not like she walked into the Olympics and was like, okay, I'm going to turn it off. No, you don't know when those things are going to pop up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think kudos to her for recognizing it before it went too far. We have a lot of athletes that ignore their mental health. And they end up in some very, very serious situations.
Well, don't come to
and
Tokyo.
But Burpee is not a thing that you can turn on and turn off. Also, when you play sports, you prepare for things like you prepare for one of your teammates to maybe get injured. And that's what happened. And you get ready for it.
And when you're a celebrity, when you become a celebrity, you prepare for the spotlight being on you. You prepare for the pressure of being the best in the world. Kobe Bryant shot 2 air balls in the playoffs. When the game was on the line, he didn't say, I'm frustrated. Well, he did say that he was frustrated. He was upset about it, but he went back in the gym and he came back better. He didn't quit on the team.
All right, what do y'all say, Madhouse Nation? 570-WPEG, 1-800-525-0098. Some all bows, steps away from the Olympic site in her mental health. What do you say? You siding on Jessica's side? Jessica say she's got every right.
You ain't saying nothing, Larry.
I know. I'm because y'all talked all today, so I don't want to add to it. So Jessica said, you know, basically that, you know, Simone has every right to do so. Burpee, you're saying that she's being very, very selfish and not thinking about the complete team. Madhouse Nation, what do you say? 570-WPEG, 598-WPEG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Let's argue. We're arguing about Simone Biles today. Jessica, you said real quick.
I think that she had every right to do what she did.
I think she quit on her team.
All right. What you say, Madhouse Nation?
Good morning.
What's up? What is your comment this
morning? I definitely 100,000% agree with Jessica. However, I don't agree with Burpee. And if her teammates are upset because she walked away, then they're being selfish.
Mm.
Because at the end of the day, if she's not mentally stable, she's not going to perform at her best.
Mm.
And her health is number one before anything. And I don't care how much she's trained, how much she's practiced. When it comes to mental health, that's more important to fix than worrying about getting a gold medal for the country.
Okay, well, thank you. Pod 88, good morning.
What's up, man?
What's up, bro? What you got on this one?
Man, I agree with Jessica, man. Society has made mental health number one. So if she say her mental ain't right, then she got to go. And plus, this country to quit on us so many times. It's okay.
Mm.
It's okay to get him a break.
Thank you, big dog. Power 98, good morning. What's your comment?
Man, first of all, I got to tell Burpee, he tripped. You know what I'm saying? He comparing this girl's mental state to a temper tantrum. But I feel like she did the right thing because at the end of the day, if you don't take care of yourself, nobody else is. He felt like her mental state wasn't there. So forget the team. Mm. At the end of the day, it's going to hurt her, not the team. You know, she can push through, win gold or whatever, but her mental is not going to be there. You know what I'm saying? It could affect her in a way where it hurt her further on down the road. So, yeah, she did the right thing. It's not, I don't feel like it's selfish at all because, like I said, you got to take care of yourself.
More your comments on the way. 570-WPEG.
Wake up in the morning. Billy.
The Carolina's favorite way to wake up.
Wake up.
Wake me up early.
No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse.
Wake up in the morning.
You're waking up.
On Power.
No Limit Larry, the morning madhouse. Boy, today's argument, we're talking about Simone Biles. Her decision to step away from the Olympics. What do you think about it? Miss Jessica said, what did you say, Miss Jessica?
I said that, no, I support Simone Biles' decision. She has to protect her mental health.
And I said that I think she quit on her team.
Madhouse Nation, what y'all got on it?
I know most sports are mental sports, period. But you have to think about it in her limelight. First of all, they're not trying to give her the credit that she deserves. Second of all, her interview about her talking about her being sexually abused was also planned during the Olympics. So that coming up, maybe playing on and weighing on her mind as well. And just because she talked about it doesn't mean she's free from the pain from it or the frustration or the suffering from it.
Power 98, good morning.
Good morning. I think that she was not being selfish because we have to think about she's been through a lot. She was one of the athletes that was molested by her trainer. She's gone through a lot. And so if she gets up there and she doesn't do her best, then we're going to talk mess about her like, oh, she should have did better than that. And that's going to just be more on her. She knew that she could not perform at her absolute best. And so she decided to take a break. Now, being selfish would be to walk away from your teammates. But she stood there to cheer her teammates on, and they supported her.
Pod 88, good morning.
Yeah, I don't necessarily disagree with Burpee. I do think that it is nothing for us to comment on because that's her. We don't know what's going on in her mind. But temper tantrums are a call or means from mental health awareness.
Mm.
It's just like when children throw temper tantrums, they don't know how to control their emotions. As you grow older, you learn how to handle your emotions and how you feel on the inside. So, I mean, for Simone, I feel like if she felt like she needed to walk away, then that's what she should have done.
Hello.
Good morning.
Go ahead with your comment. What you think about Simone Biles?
I feel like if you had a mental illness before, you had it before you went to Tokyo. So there should have been things in place to help her prior to her getting there.
That's a good point.
Yes, your depressive states come and go, but there should have already been therapy sessions, things like that in place so she did not have a breakdown in Tokyo. Yeah, you don't know what her trigger was, because there could be different triggers. So something triggered her, definitely.
Pound 98, good morning.
I'm calling on behalf of Simone Biles. I think if she was having mental state problems before the Olympics, why not pull out before the Olympics instead of pulling out when you have a mistake on the bike?
That's a good point too. That's a good point too. But I mean, you know, I think Jessica also brought up a good point when she said, you know, you never know when you go through mental illness, you never know when an episode is gonna happen.
Well, true that, but I felt like she pulled out at the wrong time. I think she's being very selfish.
Thank you for your comment this morning. Pound 98, good morning.
Yes, sir. Hey, I think the girl, she had the right, because she don't even look right. Her eyes look funny. She don't look right. And I got one thing to say. Tell Burka to shut his dumb ass up.
Burka, he stole your hot key on you.
Shut your dumb ass up.
You cannot use my hot key on me, sir. He did.
But all right, if you did get your comment in, you can leave it on our hotline, 704-227-8780. Talking about Simone Biles today, looks like most people feel like that she had every right to do what she did. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? Hello, good morning, baby. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. We're about to play Black Smart. You're going to get three questions. If you get two or three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we taking that hood black card, all right?
All right.
What? All right, what's your name, though?
My name is
Shantae. All right, Shantae. We played the hood black Jeopardy way. We give you the answer, and you give us the question, all right?
All right.
All right. You got three categories.
Black television show trivia.
What rapper is this?
Uh-huh.
And I got black first in sports.
All right, I want to do who rapper. Which rapper is this?
This rapper is known as the Queen Bee.
All right. Oh, yeah. Who is Lil' Kim?
That is correct. That is correct.
All right, you want the same category or you want another?
I'll take the same category.
You want the same category? This rapper is known as Titty Boy.
Oh, who is
2 Chainz?
You know about a titty boy, huh? You know
who that is. I know rappers.
All right, baby, you are Black Smart today. You got the illustrious 5 shout out.
Oh, I thought I was going to win some. Okay, I want to give a shout out to my kids. I want to give a shout out to my best friend, Ashante, my friend, Sketch, who be doing the flies, and to my friend who I just met. I like him. His name Malik. Shout out to him. He's probably listening to the radio. And a shout out to my cousin, Angel.
That's what's up. And give a shout out to your favorite radio station.
Power 98.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, what?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at you, folks. What do you have to say?
You know the Madhouse question of the day goes down each and every morning at 6 o'clock. What we got, Ms. Jessica?
Today we were asking you, how is your mental health?
Certified said 100%. I don't see why so many people are tripping right now. Would have loved to be working from home all this time. Mr. Chipley said it's better just got to stay close to positive energy, because I done figured out that negative energy will trigger you off. Working in the healthcare, this is Iona Jari said, working in the healthcare during this pandemic with numbers rising, it's been rough out here.
Someone says, depends on how much money I got. Another person said, it's good. Another person, some days all over the place, but most days pretty good. Gotta have hashtag self-care. Another person wrote, it's better since I'm going to therapy. And then another person wrote, not so great.
Let's see. Someone wrote, thanks to Adrian Pickney. She's a therapist at Be Well, black owned. All right. Someone else said, I'm prioritizing it. I don't know what she's saying.
Okay.
There was no answer to the question.
Okay.
Someone else said, I'm prioritizing it now. Therapy on deck. Another one said, two of my friend's children died yesterday. One was only a few months old. Hurt my heart.
Yeah, this death during this pandemic been crazy. Like, from celebrities to personal, it's just been... And it's just like they come back to back or month to month and one after the other. It's been really, really crazy during the pandemic. All right, what do you have to say, Madhouse voicemail? Y'all can tap in 704-227-8780.
Somebody need to check on Burpee because he in denial. He said he's perfectly fine. Shut your dumb ass up.
Burpee, they've been on you today, bro.
I don't care. Come on now.
They've been on you today, bro.
Yeah, you know me. Shut your dumb ass up!
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Wednesday, July 28th. Looks like Tory Lanez's surprise appearance at Rolling Loud over the weekend might have gotten him into a little bit of trouble. You know, last summer, he was slapped with a restraining order after allegedly shooting Megan Thee Stallion in the foot. He was ordered to stay 100 feet away from her. However, that didn't happen backstage. Meg had just performed and was still backstage when Tory took the stage, which her team claims is a violation of the restraining order. They have notified the authorities of a possible violation. You know, this case is still ongoing.
Is it okay to be happy for this? Like, I hope we get locked up. Is it okay to hope that? Okay. It might just be me. All right. I was just asking.
Thank you for
Well, let's see. NBA Youngboy won't be getting out of jail anytime soon. Recently, the feds presented some shocking pictures of him with an assault rifle, one with a group of men and one with a young boy. The boy looked maybe about 10 in the picture. A judge ruled that the rapper was too dangerous and reckless, so now he has to remain behind bars until his trial for illegally possessing guns. Young boy has been locked up since March 22nd.
We keep telling y'all to stop posting all these pictures with dopes and guns. It's going to come back to haunt you.
Stupid.
Dopes and guns, pictures, jail. Period.
Point blank.
Happy birthday to Soulja Boy. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica,
Power 98.
Every artist that's on top now, we've had them on our summer block party stage.
It's the baby.
What's up, it's Megan Thee Stallion.
OT Genesis.
This is Ruby Rose.
What's up, it's your boy Fetty Wap.
What's up, it's your girl Queen Naja.
It's your boy Y-Fan Lucha.
It's your boy Blue in the building, man.
What up, y'all, it's Seven.
Me, goes in the building.
We are in the city, girl.
Don't miss who got next with Power 98.
You ready for the next Power 98 summer block party?
Number one for hip-hop.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.